Manx Radio's update with Lewis Foster.
Fast my good evening and welcome along to Update on Manx Radio. It's 5 o'clock on Thursday, the 29th of May. TT qualifying is off tonight, so catch up instead with half an hour of the latest news on and from the Isle of Man. Coming up, an MHK is warning adults on the Isle of Man are being left out in the cold by the lack of support and diagnosis pathways for ADHD and autism. A new survey suggests most Isle of Man residents feel disconnected from politics but still plan to vote. And the leader of Douglas Council gives his take on the new Three Legs of Man. You know which one I mean. All of that and more coming up, plus the latest weather and sport for you, as well as what to watch out for on the roads this evening. First of all, let's take a look at the latest headlines with Amy Griffiths. Fast am I, Amy.
Fast am I. This evening's TT qualifying session has been cancelled. Gary Thompson, clerk of the course, had warned earlier the sessions could be at risk of disruption because of the poor weather. Senior meteorologist at the Ronalds Way Met Office, Kirsty Pendlebury, says a stubborn band of rain and cloud hasn't shifted.
Originally it looked like this front might move through properly and then move away, and it's kind of stalling near us typically.
A Douglas MHK says adults on the Isle of Man are being left out in the cold by the lack of support and diagnosis pathways for ADHD and autism. Joni Farragher will bring forward a motion to Timor next month, calling on the island's parliament to consider the impact of not providing this assistance to neurodivergent residents of all ages. The Three Legs of Man lighting column on the roundabout by the Isle of Man Sea Terminal needed to be replaced anyway, according to the leader of Douglas Council. It cost £36,000 and has received criticism online over its appearance and the amount spent on it. But Devon Watson says public opinion is mixed.
I've had a lot of people say that they hate it. I've had a lot of people come up and say that they really like it. And it's going to sort of have additional lighting options as we go forward. But that area does need to be lit. It does need to be lighted.
The cost of a pint of milk is set to rise by 5 pence in July. The Department of Environment, Food and Agriculture has published an updated milk prices order, proposing increasing it from 85p to 90. To international news now, and police say the youngest of those injured at Liverpool's Premier League trophy parade was just 9 years old. A man still being held by police on suspicion of attempted murder after a car drove into crowds on Monday. Sir Keir Starmer's warned the public not to trust Nigel Farage, calling his economic policies a mad experiment. The UK Prime Minister says the reform leader's promises, which include tax cuts, are an irresponsible splurge. And a woman's offering a £500 reward to help find her 43-year-old tortoise in South Wales. It's been more than a month since Sesame was seen. He requires medication after damaging his shell last year. Those are your headlines. I'll be back with the news in full at 6 o'clock.
Gromayed. Thank you, Amy. Keep your eye out for Sesame then. The weather now brought to you by Manx Glass and Glazing. Well, remaining largely cloudy for the rest of today, with the best of any brightness appearing in the north. There is a risk of some rain or drizzle developing at times this evening and at first tonight. Fresh southwest winds and a minimum temperature of 12 degrees. A better day tomorrow, still some cloud around at first, but sunny intervals will soon develop. The fresh southwest wind will ease throughout the morning, with temperatures rising to 17 degrees in the afternoon. Dry at first on Saturday, but there is a risk of coastal mist and fog patches in the morning. Then a spell of rain will affect the island for a time in the afternoon, clearing to isolated showers late afternoon / early evening, fresh to strong southwest winds and a top temperature of 15 degrees. Then on Sunday, we'll see a mixture of scattered showers and sunny intervals, feeling quite breezy in the fresh to strong west-southwest wind, but that will ease in the afternoon. Top temperature of 16 degrees on Sunday. Sunset tonight at 9:36, sunrise tomorrow morning at 5 minutes before 5.
Feel the fun at the TT races with Tesco. Visit your local store to top up your tank with snacks and refreshments for race day. Tesco, every little helps.
Manx Glass and Glazing can supply and install single, double and triple glazing. Call 674 573 or visit the showroom on the Snugborough Trading Estate.
If you run a small business or just need more room in the back, Delshaw Vehicles has the perfect van or light commercial for all your needs and can sort out any finance. Based in the Tremode Estate, view delshawvehicles.im or call 49 51 49.
A great night's sleep got even better with Zet's Bedding Store. From quality Beldorm bed linen and mattress protectors, fleece and woven throws to luxury duvets from the fine bedding company. Zed's Bedding Ramsey, next to Isle of Man Bank.
SMS Trading have moved to 3 St Paul's Square, Ramsey. For flat pack to fully built, new or second-hand furniture, SMS Trading offer all-island delivery and man-in-a-van service. Call 315151 or find SMS Trading on Facebook.
At Bigode Cashery, we have been caring for animals for over 50 years. As a cashery, we care for customers' cats and treat them as our own. Contact Bigode Cattery on 676 947 or find Bigode Cattery on Facebook.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
And the time now is 6 minutes past five. We've just had a note from police which says officers are currently dealing with a serious incident in Ramsey. And the response has involved a number of officers and the scene is under police cordon. Police are unable to provide further information at this time and a further update will be provided when possible. So just to repeat that, just in from police, officers dealing with a serious incident in Ramsey. The response has involved a number of officers and the scene is under police caution. 6 minutes past five, you're listening to Update on Manx Radio. And MHK says a lack of support and diagnosis for adults with ADHD and autism is having an impact on the Isle of Man as a whole. Douglas East MHK Joni Farragher will bring a motion to Tynwald next month calling for the DHSC and Manx Care to consider, among other things, the economic impact of not providing appropriate pathways.
Fundamentally, the reason that I've brought this forward is because we don't have support and diagnosis pathways for adults with ADHD and autism. And that in itself I find to be actually quite shocking, just that bare fact that we don't do that. It's estimated that around 3-5% of the population have ADHD and a further 1-2% autism. So that's a lot of people that we're leaving out in the cold. On an individual basis, I think the way that impacts people, a lot of people might feel like they need to get private diagnosis, hugely expensive. And the ongoing reviews and prescription costs are prohibitive and not very many people can afford that. And then on a sort of broader basis, societally, the implications, if like most things, if we're not working upstream and putting in that early support, we feel huge exponential impacts downstream. And we're looking at things like the criminal justice system. So people with ADHD are hugely overrepresented in the criminal justice system. A recent report from the ADHD Society estimated that 1 in 4 prisoners was undiagnosed ADHD. And actually that figure is far higher for males. It's brought down by the female figure. So getting a handle on that, you know, that impulsivity and not controlling the symptoms of ADHD is huge for the criminal justice system and the amount that we're paying on these prisoners, on these people who haven't had the support that they needed. Mental health interventions, crisis support, emergency admissions, and then, of course, the impact on educational outcomes. And that's all kind of so far so normal when we talk about a lot of things to do with neurodivergence. So it's not just about a kind of moral imperative that we need to do this because it's the right thing to do for the individual and the economic benefits, but the kind of like icing on an already fancy cake there is that actually they can give something to us as well. There's so much that we're missing out on, I think, in not supporting people.
That's Douglas East MHK Joni Farragher there. That sitting of Tynwald will get underway on the 17th of June. Coming up to 9 minutes past five now. The Isle of Man is at huge risk of dirty money coming through, according to police. Money laundering is when criminals disguise funds they've derived from criminal activity into an apparently legal source. Detective Inspector Becky Botwright is from the Ireland's International Proactive Money Laundering Investigation Team.
Being an international finance centre, we obviously have huge institutions and small institutions, money from all over the world coming through the island. And unfortunately, we are at huge risk of dirty money coming from criminality coming through the island. It's easy to think of financial crime not really having too much of an impact on your average person, but ultimately the majority of crime is committed to obtain financial gain. And once that money's there, it has to be laundered some way. It has to be legitimised so that people can buy those houses, the cars, everything else that they're buying with the money that's originated from all sorts of horrendous crimes, absolutely horrendous crimes.
It's not a victimless crime, that's the thing, and it sort of reaches out to so many different areas, doesn't it?
It absolutely does, yeah, and it's complex, it's difficult to really spot so easily, I would say, to your average person. It takes us a significant amount of time, so it is tricky, it is complex. I would say if you work in industry and you're looking at something and think it just doesn't quite feel right, get that intelligence submitted. The worst thing is we look at it and it doesn't come to anything, but best case scenario, you've potentially prevented further crime coming through.
Is this the sort of thing that could affect, you know, the average jail, like people like me?
Yes, absolutely. Any crime that is committed against you, that those funds can go through. And I know we spoke about crypto investments earlier, they're massive. Absolutely massive. It's attractive returns. It looks really good. We've spoken about for years now, crypto has been around and the investments people have made and the money that people have made through it. But don't rush into it. Crypto's here to stay. There's times to invest, there's times not to invest, but take your time, take advice. If it sounds too good to be true, as with all financial crime, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
That's Detective Inspector Becky Botchwright there from the island's International Proactive Money Laundering Investigation Team. It's 11 minutes past five now on Update on Manx Radio. And I'll just bring you, if you're just tuning in, a reminder of that notice from police. Officers are currently dealing with a serious incident in Ramsey. The response has involved a number of officers and the scene is under police cordon. Police say they're unable to provide further information at this time, and a further update will be provided when possible.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
Now, a new survey has revealed widespread political disillusionment among Isle of Man residents, but despite that, most say they still plan to vote in the next general election. Christian Jones has been looking into the findings. Christian, what does this new data tell us?
First of all, Lewis, well, it paints a complex picture. The Big Questions 2025 survey carried out by Ireland's Global Research found that while residents are clearly frustrated with the political system, they remain actively engaged. Only 9% of people here feel their elected representatives reflect their values, and a massive 78% think the island is heading in the wrong direction. Yet more than 4 in 5 say they're likely to vote at the next general election.
So quite a paradox there. People are unhappy but still want to take part in the process.
Yeah, exactly. That's one of the most striking takeaways. There's strong sense of political disconnect, but also determination not to switch off. Many residents still believe in democracy, even if they've lost faith in those currently in office.
So what are the main issues then that are driving this mood?
Well, healthcare came out on top. 42% said that was the most important issue facing the island. Hospital waiting lists were also a key concern for 2/3 of respondents. Affordable housing, infrastructure and the cost of living also ranked highly. But interestingly, around 1/3 of people explicitly mentioned distrust in politics and government as a concern in its own right.
Okay, Christian. So how did people feel about life on the island more broadly?
Well, despite the concerns, most people still rated their quality of life positively. About 7 in 10 gave it 6 or more out of 10, and 2/3 said living here is better than in the UK. Older residents and those with more right-leaning political views were particularly likely to give positive scores.
So finally, any caveats to the findings?
Well, it is worth noting the survey was conducted online with participants recruited via a research panel and social media. So while the sample was weighted for age and gender, there is still some self-selection, meaning more politically engaged individuals were more likely to take part. But even with that in mind, it does offer a fascinating snapshot into the public mood heading into the next election cycle.
Well, thank you, Christian Gouramide. You can find all that information as well over at manxradio.com. It's 14 minutes past five now. The leader of Douglas Council, Devon Watson, appeared on Manx Radio's Man in Line this lunchtime. And perhaps inevitably, one of the biggest talking points in Douglas recently came up, the new Three Legs of Man lighting column by the Sea Terminal. At a cost of £36,000, Mr. Watson was asked if the money might have been better spent elsewhere, on issues such as housing.
Housing money and normal rate money, they never mix. They never touch one another. So, for example, money for housing is ring-fenced specifically for housing. So all of the rental money that comes in from housing directly goes back into housing with a small deficiency top-up from central government. And then rate-bond money is completely set aside to one area. So as far as I'm aware, this was decided before my time. But taking a look at that lighting column would have had to be replaced anyway. And I think that the difference in cost between standard streetlight and the improvement is marginal at the end of the day.
Okay, I'll take it.
A standard streetlight is not £36,000.
No, of course not. But I think it's one of those as well where you're investing in sort of like a Manx national symbol. And I think the public opinion right now is mixed. I mean, I've had a lot of people say that they hate it. I've had a lot of people come up and say that they really like it. And it's going to sort of have additional lighting options as we go forward. But that area does need to be lit. It does need to be lighted.
That's the leader of Douglas Council, Devon Watson.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Well, the main thing tonight, of course, is that the evening's qualifying session has been cancelled. Therefore, the TT course will not be closing this evening. Over at the airport, no problems expected this evening either. The next flight out will be the 20 past 5 Aer Lingus flight to Dublin. And over on the sailings, the Manxman left Heysham at 22 minutes past 3 and is expected back here in Douglas at 20 to 7 tonight. And Manannan left Douglas at 25 past 3 and is due to arrive into Liverpool at 25 past 6. Now, the Manannan return from Liverpool at 6:45 will run with a delay. So passengers are advised that check-in will close at 6:45 to allow for a prompt departure.
Ask how you can spread the cost interest-free at Quayside. You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
Now, a new campaign by Public Health Isle of Man and Manx Care is aiming to encourage healthy sexual practices and ensure people are supported during this TT. It comes after sexually transmitted infections grew by 80% last June and visits to the Manx Integrated Sexual Health Centre increased by 217%. Siobhan Fletcher spoke to the MISH Centre's lead nurse, Amanda Dawson, and Deputy Director of Public Health Isle of Man, Ross Keat.
The data indicates that every year the number of appointments within the sexual health service increases and the number of diagnoses increases as well. So yes, this is a phenomenon which seems to be linked to the TT.
How does that then impact on the clinic itself?
Demand for the service increases. We see lots more people behaving in ways that they perhaps wouldn't normally behave. There's lots of parties out there, lots of alcohol. It's a big festival, lots of people, so there's lots of people perhaps doing things they wouldn't normally do under normal circumstances in the quiet Isle of Man.
And so I suppose what's the message then to maybe prevent people having to come to the clinic in the first place?
Essentially, we just want people to be careful if they're engaging in extracurricular activities over the TT week. And the safest and most effective way to sort of prevent any sexually transmitted infections would be to wear a condom. And if you are sexually active with multiple partners, get tested if you change partners or have unprotected sex.
Can you just tell me a little bit about what happens if they do come to the clinic?
So it's best to ring up for an appointment so you can see our website for all the contact details of the clinic. And when you come to clinic, it's a welcoming environment. We have really nice reception staff, really nice nurses and doctors that see you. It's not a scary place. And to get a checkup is so non-invasive nowadays. You don't have to come in and get your clothes off. You can just come in and do a self-taken sample, whether it's a urine or a swab test. So it's really, really easy to get yourself checked out. It's not a scary thing to do. It's a really important thing to do, sensible thing to do. And if nothing else, it looks after yourself as well as the wider public.
That's Deputy Director of Public Health Isle of Man, Ross Keat, and MISH Centre lead nurse, Amanda Dawson, speaking to Siobhan there. 19 minutes past five. The Manx Wildlife Trust has appointed a new Chief Executive Officer to replace Lee Morris, who's stepping down from the role. Graham Makepeace Warren, the charity's current head of engagement, will take over at the helm of the charity. He brings considerable experience to the position, having worked at the Trust since 2018. he's been talking to Simon Richardson.
It's a really nice organisation to be involved with. It's got a great team, obviously very fulfilling work. So I'm obviously absolutely thrilled to be moving up into the CEO role, taking over from the great work that Lee's done with us over the last 5+ years, taking over the leadership role going forward.
Now, you say the Isle of Man is uniquely placed to be a beacon for environmental recovery. Well, what exactly do you mean by that?
Oh, so many things. Often people in the Isle of Man just don't realise the possibilities that we have here, the fact that we have our own government and can set our own legislation, make our own laws, the fact that we're a microcosm of the UK, so we have a lot of the similar habitats, but in an area that you can visit in one day. That means that we can trial things, we can test things. And I think that's been proven by the fact that MWT has been able to take advantage of the Aviva-funded temperate rainforest restoration project more quickly than a lot of other wildlife trusts, because we can mobilise more quickly in the Isle of Man. We can be more agile, we can work with partners. You know, the connectivity that we have between MWT and government and big international companies in the Isle of Man is the stuff of dreams for many other wildlife trusts. We're in a very good, beneficial position to trial things, to see what works and be an exemplar for the rest of the world.
What do you see as new CEO as your most immediate priorities?
I think everything these days is about community, whether it's a community of people or a community of businesses or organisations. It's about working together, finding out how we can all work in a systemic way that is both strategic but is of value to everyone. For me, it's really important that we do this not just about wildlife, but we do it about people too. So it's people and nature thriving together is what I'm really aiming for.
That's the new Chief Executive Officer of the Manx Wildlife Trust, Graham Makepeace-Warne, speaking to Simon Richardson there. Now, local TT riders were at H&H Motorcycles today, meeting fans and signing autographs. Nathan Harrison and Connor Cummins held the meet and greet at Nathan's family's garage and also had Conrad's coffee up for anyone present. The duo told Manx Radio, aside from focusing on the TT, they still have a duty to their businesses.
You know, business is tough, so in any way we can support one another, it's only going to be for the benefit. So, yeah, we're in the slap bang in the middle of TT. Ideal opportunity to engage with local community, the biker community, hopefully help sell some bikes.
Now, talking about the business side of it, how much more busy or how much more pressure do you both have to put on yourself at this time? Because aside from focusing on the racing, you're still managing a business or you're still running a business.
Yeah, exactly that. I'm obviously lucky enough, I'm in a family business, so there's me, my dad, my brother, and we've got a great bunch of guys that work here as well. And I come down, I help out where I can. If it's like a cancelled night, like the other night I was down here on Tuesday morning, H&H in TT is like Marquee's at Christmas. It's what people want. People need help with their bikes. People need assistance, obviously new riding gear. So I'm lucky enough, I've got like a good family around me that help support that. And obviously where I can help around it, I try and concentrate on the racing, but I'll come down and give them a helping hand.
It's much like when you sign for a team, really. It's surrounding yourself with the right people. And through my business, Conrad Coffee Co., I've got a really good, solid team of staff, and you know, they keep the ship moving as I'm away. The locals really do get behind their riders, which is fantastic, and hopefully we can see the same for businesses as well. But yeah, it's the best event on the calendar for me. I've been to a lot of events, all TT's where it's at. The event's only getting bigger year on year. You see improvements in the layout of the event, whether that be the fan park or paddock. TV audience has grown. It's the event to be at, and we're very lucky to be able to compete at it. But it does bring its pressures as well, but you just got to embrace it, put it all into stretching the cables, as they say.
Nathan Harrison and Connor Cummins there, speaking with Chanel.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
And they'll be getting a night off tonight. We have Rob Pritchard here with the latest sporting news. Fast am I, Rob?
Fast am I. Well, we're going to start with the TT, and it's the news many wouldn't have wanted, but maybe not entirely unexpected. Tonight's TT qualifying session has been cancelled. It's due to the current poor weather conditions, which Clerk of the Course Gary Thompson had warned this morning could disrupt the programme. Well, in the last few minutes, the Clerk of the Course has confirmed a revised schedule for tomorrow, the 30th of May, which will utilise the contingency session in the evening in addition to the scheduled afternoon afternoon session. So the schedule is as follows. The Mountain Road will close tomorrow at 11:15 a.m. and all roads on the course will be closed at 12:30. And then at 1 p.m. will be the Superbike and Superstock machines, followed at 2:05 p.m. by the sidecars, and then at 2:55 p.m. Supersport and Super Twin. At 4:30 p.m. roads around the course except the Mountain Road will reopen at 4:30. They will then all close again at 6 p.m. followed by another Superbike and Superstock session at 6:30, Supersport and Super Twin machines at 7:20, and sidecars at 8:10. All roads will then reopen no later than 9:30 p.m. tomorrow night. Elsewhere in cricket, the Isle of Man women's national team's debut campaign in the ICC Women's T20 World Cup qualifiers has ended with a defeat this afternoon. They suffered an 8-wicket loss at the hands of Germany at Roma Cricket Ground in Italy. The Isle of Man had set Germany a target of 139 for 5 after the full 20 overs, which Germany managed to overhaul with exactly 2 overs to spare. There were some positives for the Manx side. Lucy Barnett managed a half century and racked up 54 runs in total, with Caitlin Henry managing 32 not out. They end their first appearance in the tournament in Europe Qualifier Division 2 with a record of 1 win from their 5 matches. And in boxing, Manx pro fighter Sam Rennie has weighed in ahead of his title fight in Australia tomorrow night. The former New Horizon Boxing Club member will face Asia Aluman for the WBC Australasia Silver Super Featherweight title on Friday evening at Metro City in Northbridge. Well, up to now, Rennie has won all 3 of his professional bouts, the most recent a stoppage win over Deddy Imprax at Metro City on the 14th of March.
Rob Pritchard, Guru Mayed. That's it for Update Tonight. A reminder of that notice from police earlier on. Officers currently dealing with a serious incident in Ramsey. The response has involved a number of officers and the scene is under police cordon. We'll bring you more information on that situation when we can. But that's all for now. Up next, Beth Espy is back with Journey to a Dream and Jason Moore is here with Greatest Hits at 6 o'clock. You can listen back to tonight's programme, available as a podcast shortly over at manxradio.com, and Update will be back at the same time tomorrow.